So, lots of questions still left unanswered, and doubtless lots more questions to which we may or may not one day get answers. I asked our business editor, Robert Peston, where do we go from here?
We are going to have Marcus Aegeus, the chairman of Barclays, who's currently executive chairman of Barclays, now that Bob Diamond's left. He will be appearing next week. And we've simply got to hope that the questioning of Marcus Aegeus is rather more organised and systematic than it was today. Because, you know, today we seem to sort of leap from subject to subject. Depending on who was speaking, it was quite difficult to sort of work out what the committee thought the narrative was supposed to be. And broadly, Bob Diamond got away with a succession of, you know, I don't remember, I don't know, wasn't my job, Gov. And they didn't really lay a glove on him.
There are going to be sessions where Paul Tucker from the Bank of England and other senior officials are going to be questioned in due course. Will they, do you think, be in a position to answer some of the questions that Bob Diamond either couldn't or wouldn't?
Well, part of the problem is that in terms of Paul Tucker, the MPs really didn't press him on what many people would say is the only point that matters, which is the last line in his note, in terms that he got advice from Paul Tucker, that they didn't have to be borrowing at quite such, or didn't have to be telling the world that they were borrowing at such high rates. Now, anybody reading that memo thinks this looks like the Bank of England encouraging Barclays to manipulate interest rates. Everybody agrees it's not an instruction, but it does look like encouragement. No MP asked Bob Diamond the direct question, did he think this was the Bank of England encouraging them to manipulate rates? Now, in the absence of getting an answer from Bob Diamond on that, it's quite difficult to see how they pursue Paul Tucker when he comes to see them. And the other thing, which I think is very striking, is this. The Tories are alleging that there is signs, evidence, that Labour officials, ministers, wanted LIBOR to be manipulated. They believe that they were somehow implicated in what would be quite a serious offence. But the problem is, given that the MPs didn't ask Bob Diamond about this, it is very difficult to draw up any kind of a case against anybody else, because the only known transmission mechanism or possible transmission mechanism for putting pressure on Barclays was Tucker. There's no suggestion that, you know, any Labour minister or official talked directly to Barclays. And if they can't prove that Paul Tucker encouraged Barclays to manipulate rates, then it's very difficult to criticise Labour.
One other thing, Robert. We know that other banks are also alleged to have been doing similar things. Bob Diamond claimed today that they were doing it long before Barclays were. When will we hear more about that?
Well, we're going to know in about 3 months' time the details of Royal Bank of Scotland's manipulation of interest rates. And, you know, it is absolutely clear that RBS was at it as well. And a number of other banks around the world were also involved. I mean, just on this point, though, and this was another thing which I just thought was a bit bizarre at the Select Committee. Bob Diamond said two things. He said, on the one hand, he only discovered the full scale of wrongdoing at his bank a few days ago when he got the report from the regulators. He also said in 2008 that he was absolutely convinced that every bank was trying to rig LIBOR. Now, again, I was slightly surprised. I mean, you know, a number of MPs slightly picked it up, but there is a basic contradiction here, which is if Bob Diamond was so convinced that LIBOR was being manipulated in 2008, why on earth didn't he do a root and branch review of what was going on in his own organisation?
Our business editor.